America tonight. Of course, at the top of every show, we like to kick things around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than the former congressman from Ohio, our pal Bob Ney. Bob, I trust you're warm. Are you warm or is it very cold where you are?
Well, it's not very cold, but it's just disgusting. That's what it is. It's horrible.
I know. You know, when you're a kid, you love snow because you get snow days, you get to sled in.
No, I hated it when I was a kid.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yes, I never liked it. And I've lived there all my life.
Well, it's terrible now. The Midwest and the East Coast, it's unpredictable. Who knows what the totals are going to be at the end?
Terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. A crazy story broke today, although it's not necessarily anything new. We know that there's obviously some scary things that could happen in Russia with the Olympics just getting set to get underway. But now they're saying a toothpaste bomb. There's this big warning, and Homeland Security came out with it for the planes that are coming in to Russia, and you think they say that you know, stuff could have been planted there, and then you're taking in the rest of it. And you know, I don't know, you went through this somewhat obviously when you were in Congress, worrying about what was coming up and what was happening down the pike and getting advised of all that stuff. I mean, there's no 100% anywhere, but would you go to Russia? Would you send your family to Russia if they wanted to go?
Oh, absolutely not. I wouldn't do it. And I've taken, you know, some chances in my lifetime. Lived in Iran during the revolution when it began, and I was in the capital when the anthrax was there, et cetera. And even after that, you know, we told families, yes, you can send your children to work. We took every effort possible amongst a dangerous situation in D.C., but with this thing, no way. I mean, I absolutely would not do it. It's just, we don't even know internally in Russia what they're capable of security-wise. I mean, it's just too high of a risk.
Is that part of the problem? Because the Russians are very forthcoming. They're not sharing any of their information.
And also, if you just look at their system and you know, how the corruption, how it's poverty-ridden, things don't work correctly. I mean, people would like to complain about our government. Go take a look at theirs, and they'll really appreciate ours. So I just don't have any faith or confidence. It's not like this was being held in Israel, which might have a higher threat level due to the situation over there, but they've got better security techniques. I just don't trust the Russians' ability to, you know, to do anything on this whole deal. And plus the terrible conditions and how the Olympic Committee ever picked this spot is beyond me.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, I have no idea. They're just trying to spread the love around or a moment of insanity. It makes no sense to me. Now they're
Eric Snowden. I don't know.
And now there's all problems. There's a lot of problems. You're right. In the Olympic Village and other places as well.
Right.
The other thing is on the home front. Of course, it's Obamacare. Everybody talking about that, and the CBO coming out with how much more money it's going to cost. And I'm not defending it, but I'm just saying anytime anything's rolled out, it always costs more money than it's proposed to cost, isn't it? That always happens, first of all?
Always does. The website, well, it's something that the Obama administration didn't need. They corrected that. It's yet to be seen how many young people will go in. I think that's a bigger problem. But the recent numbers of the Congressional Budget Office, they're not, and the headlines were twisted. They didn't say that the bill, the Obamacare bill, will throw those people out, that a lot of people will leave a job. Look, some people take jobs. They have no intentions, really, of holding for any period of time just to get the health care. So they're probably going to leave their job and look for another job or go into another job, opening that one up for someone else. So it's not as it seems. It's not that the bill's throwing them out. A lot of people are going to make the choice to leave as a result of more options.
Yeah. The bouncing around a little bit with you, Lindsey Graham comes out today, the senator from South Carolina, who you know, says Hillary should still be the main focus of the Benghazi probe. This is more of they're going to just keep throwing this out knowing that Hillary is going to be the person in 2016, right?
Oh, correct. I mean, once you're in the lead like Hillary is, and I've talked with Ellen Ratner, your friend, my friend, about this, you know, I think she's unstoppable. So therefore, she's going to become the target. And let's face it, anything about Hillary that's been out there or around or she's been part of has already been vented, it's been there. So they have nothing that anybody doesn't already think about Hillary Clinton and her capabilities. So this is the only thing they've got left to hang on to. and they will ride this Benghazi thing to the point where, you know, Kate, you know, sometimes a candidate rides only one issue, and you finally, even if you agree with them or think they have something of worth, you finally say, oh, I'm tired of listening to them.
Yeah.
It's very possible, you know, Lindsey Graham is going to be that guy that's going to make the country say, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. There you go. So one last one, speaking of the Hillary Clinton thing, this report comes out that Bill Clinton had a secret affair with actress Elizabeth Hurley, and Elizabeth Hurley says, oh, that's ludicrously silly. This is part of the same thing, right? No matter what, which way this goes.
Oh, sure. I mean, with Bill Clinton, the media would like, I think, Hillary to be president because he would be absolutely the most entertaining first spouse in American history. I mean, it would be great. But you know, with Clinton and the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, you know, you're gonna hear things like this. And I think if it had happened, you know, the actress would have said no comment, or you know, or would have confirmed it. So you're always going to have a lot of different things, especially when it concerns Bill Clinton. You know, this will be, it's weird, you know, if that was true, why didn't it come out prior to this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. I think that there could be a lot of smoke there for sure. All right, Bob Ney, stay warm. Thanks for coming on.
All righty. Thank you.
Bob there, right at the top. The flights and whatnot that are being canceled because of this storm in the Northeast and the Midwest. Right now, and I just checked before we popped on the air, the total that I have, folks, I mean, it's staggering, right? 3,000 flights canceled because of what happened on Wednesday with this winter storm. And then it's not looking too great for Thursday either. But if you're flying somewhere, please check. There's a couple of different places. Go to flightaware.com because there's massive, massive travel problems. I think a lot of them are going to happen in the morning for some people, too. They had close to 800,000 people in Pennsylvania who were in the dark, basically, because they had their electricity that was disrupted, cut off, and the company's having a lot of trouble getting that power restored, which that has to be brutal when you're talking about the kind of weather that we're in the middle of. You had about a foot of snow that buried Massachusetts. Schools canceled across Rhode Island. No people are listening to us in the Northeast. Rail service out of D.C. Very, very limited. And I think it's going to be kind of sticky on Thursday, too. In Michigan, they had a lot of problems because of the snow along Interstate 94. And there was injuries, crashes. I mean, just it's what we're dealing with. And even though it's, I said this before, even though it's something that we're used to, it's still, as I say, used to it. It's different every single time as to how people handle it. All right, stay with us. CVS says no to tobacco, but at what cost? We're talking about it next here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Coming up in our next couple of segments, a conversation with Kate Meehan about Bill Clinton and this Elizabeth Hurley stuff and a few other things, including Clay Aiken running for Congress. How about that? Plus, we also have the mailbag, too. So a lot of you had thoughts on a plethora of things, and we'll get to that coming up at the tail end of the hour. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
First of all, Kate, I would like to thank you for all these years that you have produced a radio show that I don't think anybody else does. You allow people to speak their mind without interruption, no matter if they're left of left, right, or right. Think about it. There may be other people who allow both sides, but they get jumped on quick.
Yeah, you know that's what? True.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Real quick. I got a question. From the first Republican convention way back in the day, How long did it take the Republicans to win the White House?
Ooh, from the first Republican convention to...
That should be a quiz. Let's have that like a quiz for the rest of the night, okay?
Okay, so from the first... Because I just don't know about the first Republican convention. So the first official Republican convention... How long did it take him to get to the White House? I like it. I know there's a point to this.
It is, because, see, the Republican Party now, they just think nothing can hurt them, you know. They were like the Whigs back then, you know. There were only two parties, Democrats and the Whigs.
Yeah.
Okay? But when you discover the answer to that question, your eyes are going to go, whoa, you won't believe it. In fact... here's another thing. Because what I'm getting at is the Republican Party could fall, you know, just like that, boom. And they don't think they can fall. They think that they are, you know, just unstoppable, that people have to vote for them. But you remember Teddy Roosevelt, right? He formed the Bull Moose Party, right, and ran as a third party. And you know how he did that? Right in the middle of the convention, there was a revolt, and half the people, you know, walked across the street. He said, let's go to the hotel. They went across the street and formed a new party, boom, like that. So let me tell you, the GOP better watch out, because this year is the year we lose the QE. That means this government is losing $1 trillion, okay? And I've been involved with a lot of very, very angry populist message Republicans. Over here in Michigan, the governor wants to bring in 50,000 immigrant high-tech people, okay? Like, can you imagine if you're studying in the Michigan State University or University of Michigan, you know, as an engineer, and all of a sudden the governor says, oh, get in line now, because you're a second-rate citizen. We're going to bring people over from somewhere else to take these high-tech jobs. 50,000.
That's crazy.
So when
that's
you find
crazy.
Out the answer, you know, you're going to go, whoa, because it is a definite whoa answer. And
well,
I have a wild
okay. guess.
Okay.
If I was, it's not as early as you think. If we're talking pure Republican, I mean, you'd have to go forward many years. I'm thinking I could be way wrong, because I'd have to get the idea of the convention. And as you were talking about, Whig was initially the party. But if I was just going pure Republican, it wouldn't have been Lincoln, would it?
Lincoln, yeah, but he won the White House, right? In 1860. So when did the Republican Party start?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So 1860.
Yeah, I'll tell you when. 1856 was the first Republican convention.
Yeah.
In 4 years, they won the White House. Now, the Tea Party, the point I'm making is the Tea Party could end up being the new Republican Party, and this old Republican Party could end up being the Whigs and could end up being scalped by the Tea Party. No pun intended.
You know what, that's an interesting analogy. I mean, if you think about that, because that's wild to think that you have to go back to 1856, and then my guess of Lincoln was right, 1860, that's wild. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
4 years.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know,
and
in 2 years they had taken the House. And, and when talking about Teddy Roosevelt, Kate, you know what they called the Teddy Roosevelt Party? They called them Republican Progressives.
Yeah.
So we are living in interesting times, and you have one of the best radio programs, period, bar none.
Thanks, Tomas. We appreciate it. Good points. He made a great point. And you know what? I say this all the time, because I think we are ready for another party. The frustration level is incredibly high, but Tomas's point about the Republicans better watch out, just sitting back and thinking, oh, well, you know, we'll get back there again. And he's right. There is a chance. Could we see a big switch? I saw a lot of frustrated people at the last Republican convention who weren't happy with the way things were being run. CVS, I want to throw this in quickly. Big announcement. It's going to cost them about $2 billion, but trust me, they've got something else up their sleeve. They're working on something with Obamacare and insurance. But regardless, CVS announced that the 7,600 stores that they have are not going to sell tobacco products by October. And that's killing that pretty quick. That makes it the first drugstore chain to remove cigarettes, because a lot of people get cigarettes from CVS. In fact, I think every time I'm in there, I see somebody getting cigarettes in front of me or behind me. I hear the master packs of cigarettes there and at the grocery store. So, you know, there's already some cities like Boston, San Francisco, they banned the sale of tobacco in pharmacies, but CVS makes that decision. That's huge, and I think they're going to beef up their whole government Medicare program. I think that's probably part of the deal, that they weren't going to keep the cigarettes for, you know, that would certainly look good, but that's $2 billion. So the president comes out and says that what a terrific thing that CVS could set a powerful example for other drug stores to not, you know, to do the same thing. And that's, so I'm thinking, if I'm breaking it down, the $2 billion, that's about 6 and 9 cents of profit, per share, I guess, this year. Pretty huge. Although cigarette sales in the U.S. have fallen, check this out, 31% between 2003 and 2013, which is, I think some of that is health, but I bet, frankly, some of that is cost. Because if you don't smoke, do you know how much a pack of cigarettes costs? There's a good question for you. Do you have any idea what a pack of cigarettes costs? And if you don't, you'd be shocked to find out. It's an expensive habit, especially for people who smoke a lot, a couple of packs a day, or how many packs were they smoking a week, or, you know, that kind of thing. That absolutely adds up, without a doubt. So besides the CVS story and how huge that is, of course, the other thing that's being talked about is what I mentioned to Bob, and Bob Ney, the former congressman, saying, no way would he go to Russia. And he's a guy who lived in Iran, shows you something. There are others, current members of Congress, who say they wouldn't go because of what's happening there with security. And the United States is advising airlines with direct flights to Russia to be aware of the possibility that explosives could be concealed in something cosmetic, or toothpaste is the thing they keep saying, but cosmetic tubes, that kind of thing. Homeland Security was very, very concerned about that. That means they've gotten some news about it. Congressman Michael McCaul said they issued a bulletin to the airlines that were flying there to warn of this threat. And they believe that this is some of the materials that could be smuggled into the city of Sochi, where this is where the Winter Olympics are and start on Thursday. And then, of course, the opening ceremony is on Friday. And I don't know. To me, I think those lone wolf terrorists or would-be suicide bombers, or who knows, are certainly have their eyes on Russia. And there's a lot of direct flights into Russia. Most of them come from Europe or from Asian countries. Only a few, actually, would originate in the United States. All right, we're talking about Bill Clinton and the latest rumors next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, a step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
She's back with us once again, Kate Meehan, and boy, we have a lot to talk with Kate about, especially when it comes to this bombshell story that was dropped earlier in the day. And it has to do with Bill Clinton. As many of you know, and I've said this, there's no doubt Hillary Clinton is the Democratic nominee in 2016. I mean, she has to go through all the hoops, but the PACs are big, and the Democrats are really arming themselves for Hillary Clinton. So they don't really want any kind of a scandal, and a report comes out that Bill Clinton's had an affair with the actress Elizabeth Hurley. Some people are saying it's nonsense. Hurley herself says it's ludicrously silly. Kate, what is the scoop on, you know, what are the details on how this story came out, and what do you make of it?
Oh, you know, it first came out earlier today, like you said, and it was from the lips of Tom Sizemore, who had been with Liz Hurley for about 3 years. So they had a long-term relationship, and he made the claim, it was on a videotape, that she had actually had an affair with Bill Clinton years and years ago. And just in the last couple of hours, everything has shifted, and Tom now has come out and said it's a lie, he made it up. It's basically the crazy rantings of a drug addict, and that he was under the influence of substances when he made the claims. And he's apologized to the Clinton family, he's apologized to Liz Hurley. And Radar Online is one of the first sources that first talked about the story earlier today. And the thing is, systematically, they're poking holes in what he has said, because he's trying to say that the audio that was heard earlier today is 5 years old, it's ancient history, you know, way back when he had a drug problem. But they've been able to confirm that it was just made last month. You know, they have audio and videotape of him in a bathroom in Connecticut last month, high as can be, talking about his drug use. One of his friends taped him as a way to try to kind of push a little bit of tough love, or to sell the tape. I mean, let's be real, to sell the tape and make some fast cash, you know, off of this former actor's name and proclivities. However, he's now saying it's all a lie, and Liz is, of course, backing that, because right from the start she said it was made up and not true. And there's been no word from the Clinton camp. However, you have to think it's probably going to go away, because when the person that makes the claim does a 180, they just end up looking really bad. So Hillary's probably not going to deal with any fallout from this, and it's probably not going to get in her way. But yet again, it just points another finger at Bill, and, you know, Bill's reputation from way back. And okay, maybe he wasn't with Liz, but we kind of know he was with a multitude of other women.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I think. It makes you think of, oh, yeah, this is sure this could be true because he fooled around so many other times. Why not? And at the time when Tom Sizemore was saying it, Hurley was actually dating Hugh Grant. But remember, Hugh Grant had that crazy thing in Los Angeles, right? Was it a transvestite, or I can't remember?
Yeah, wasn't it a transvestite
that he got
in the car with, or something like that? So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, Hugh Grant had his issues. Tom Sizemore has his. She doesn't have the best radar for men, clearly.
Boy, no kidding. And, of course, the photograph that they release of her, I mean, she's a gorgeous woman, and they show Bill Clinton, who is just happy as pie to be posing with her in a photograph. So it did, when it first breaks, it definitely does not look good. Let's put it that way. Like you said, it just brings up in your mind what happened in the past with Bill Clinton. And I think, I don't think I agree with you. I don't think it really hurts Hillary Clinton, but she can't be happy about it.
Oh, of course not. I don't think it's going to be a strike against her in any way, shape, or form. That's not to say there isn't one around the corner, because we just don't know what's still out there that hasn't been unveiled or uncovered just yet. However, this I don't think is going to be that strike at all. But you know she's ticked off, and it's also just, it's dug all that old stuff up again, which no woman wants to deal with.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's stick with politics for a second. Clay Aiken is now running for Congress. What kind of a shot does he have? I would think he'd be a little bit popular.
You know, this is kind of interesting, and it was a weird twist. He put out feelers back, I think, in late November, just to kind of gauge what the reaction would be to him making a run for Congress. And people kind of scratched their heads, but nobody said, hey, it's a bad idea. So he did decide to actually go through with it and, you know, see what he can actually accomplish. And you have to consider, you know, you've got the Republican side that is very entrenched and rooted. And then you have the other side, the Democrats, where they haven't had necessarily the best candidate in a long time. And Clay comes from a really troubled background. He had the single mother. You know, his father wasn't in the picture. The parental relationship was totally abusive. He knows what it's like to be broke. He knows what it's like to struggle as a grown man. He knows what it's like to kind of be an outcast and maybe living a bit of an alternative lifestyle. So for the single moms and, you know, the alternative lifestyles and the people that just don't have everything handed to them and maybe, you know, work their butts off and still can't quite make it, this might be the guy for them, you know, because he gets it and he understands it. And if you have a candidate that really understands real people issues, it's usually a pretty good combination. So he might have a real shot.
Yeah, what's interesting, though, is in having the real shot and what he wants to do, he's looking for the Democratic nomination, and he wants
right.
to unseat the two-term Republican who's there, Renee Elmers. It's in the 2nd Congressional District in North Carolina. It's North Carolina. So if Clay Aiken were to get it, though, and this has happened before, because we know that there are celebrities or music people or actors that have gone into politics, for goodness sake, Ronald Reagan as a president. He started out, he was an actor, and that worked well for Reagan. But sometimes, especially when you're talking about Congress, with all the work and what goes on, it doesn't always work out with the people who are famous, because once they get there, they realize what it entails and how much money they're actually leaving behind. You think if he gets it, do you think he'll be able to be grounded enough?
You know, I think he would be grounded enough, because I just have a feeling this guy kind of has a clue of what he's getting himself into. But you're absolutely right. You know, it's one of those things, be careful what you wish for, because sometimes if you get it, it's a whole lot more work than you actually realized. I suspect he kind of has a clue, though, and, you know, figures he can handle it. However, when you go into a big position like that, no matter how prepared you think you are, you know, once you turn the corner, it's a lot harder than you anticipated.
Yeah, that's true. The other story that I'm sure you're obviously paying attention to is, it's very sad, this Philip Seymour Hoffman stuff. And there was photographs today even of Cate Blanchett going over to the longtime partner of Philip Seymour Hoffman's, because they had kids, and bringing them toys, and I mean, she didn't care that anyone snapped her, but that's what happened. So you realize, okay, well, he's got people that were friends with his family and whatnot, and it's just been a wild thing to hear about with the heroin and whatnot. I think people in Hollywood knew that he had a drug problem, but do you think people realized how bad it was?
You know, I think in retrospect, and I think with given the stories that we're hearing now, I think people had a clue. I don't know if they realized just how bad it was, but you have to wonder. Some of the instances where he was seen in the last few weeks, like at Sundance, where, you know, he told a magazine owner flat out, straight up, you know, I'm a heroin addict, when they didn't recognize him. Things like that make you wonder if he was looking for help, if it was a subconscious wishing that somebody would intervene, because we know that his ex-girlfriend, Mimi O'Donnell, had basically tossed him out because she didn't want the drugs around the kids, which was understandable. And since he was known to be such a good father and so invested in their lives, you know, her thinking was this tough love would make him get it together because he doesn't want to be away from the kids for any length of time. And obviously she's probably second-guessing that like crazy right now and regretting that. You know, and you can understand her thinking in that because she needed to protect her children. But you have to wonder, he was surrounded by so many other people. And some of the things that he said, it almost looked like he was looking for somebody to throw him a lifeline. So I kind of have to wonder, should there have been an intervention? Is there one that we just haven't heard about yet? Did somebody have a clue of how bad it really was? Because he led such a normal, low-key life. He wasn't your typical celeb that was all about the red carpet and the flash and the glitz. He was the guy that went to the ATM on the corner and went to the grocery store and walked the kids to the public school around the block. He was very normal. So in leading that very normal life, you have to think somebody had a clue.
Yeah, that's what I wonder. I think you would have to think that somebody had a clue. And finally, we don't want to end on a sad note. Let's end on something up, I guess. You know, talking about American Idol. I didn't realize how long American Idol has been around. Season 29, is that right?
You know, it's been around for, what, 12, 13 years now?
Yeah, 13 years, 13 years, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely crazy. And it seems to be, in the initial few weeks, it seems to be doing a lot better than it has in several recent years. The judging panel is definitely a bigger hit. You know, bringing in Harry Connick Jr. seems to have been a really good move because he's one of those people everybody kind of likes, but he's going to tell it like it is. Bringing back J-Lo seems to be working, and Keith Urban is the only remainder from last year. And, you know, he was a favorite last year. He might have been the only one that was likable last year. So they're meshing and they're clicking. And if you have a judging panel that clicks, then that's half the battle right there. If you feel tension coming from there and total genuine discord, it just sets the tone of the whole show. So it's definitely getting better buzz now.
Do you think the reality phenomenon is just here to stay? Because we see the ratings that, you know, in another network, Duck Dynasty gets. And is it all about just finding the right thing that Americans like? If you're running a network, reality sells?
I think some of it sells. I think we're seeing some of the shows like The Voice and maybe Idol is going to have a resurgence again now, too. Some of those, they're absolute hits, you know, and the method absolutely works. And then you look at shows like The Kardashians, which, thank goodness, the numbers are tanking. We're over them, you know. Mm-hmm. So everything has a shelf life. And I think also Honey Boo Boo, the numbers are really down. Every family-oriented reality show, it has a shelf life, and eventually it goes away. The competition ones seem to last. You have Big Brother, you know, you have The Amazing Race, you have things like that, The Biggest Loser, that have been on for years and years and years. So it seems like that method and that formula really does seem to work.
All right, Kate Meehan, great stuff. Check it out. She is a senior writer and editor for Celebrity Dirty Laundry. You go to celebritydirtylaundry.com. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star. Yes, I'm gonna be a pop star now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
One of my favorite things that we do here on America Tonight, we get to hear from all of you. Besides calling the show, which you always can call, I'm going to give you the digits again, 855-266-5283. You know, another way to get to us, and I'm overwhelmed by the amount of email that we receive, is to email the show, americatonight.net. Click on contact. And as an ode to James Gandolfini, bada bing, you are in, just like that. Just click on contact, and that's how you get a hold of us. All right, so we got this one from Sam, who says, Kate, long time, no talk, but I've been listening, sister, and I love your offerings. I have to say that one of the funniest things that I've seen is what's happened in this Super Bowl, all the build-up to the great Peyton Manning, and then he fell flat. In fact, all the Broncos fell flat. Do you think they go back and repeat a Super Bowl chance again next year? Well, because we do the nail the score thing, I think that's what Sam's referring to. And it's very tough to, first of all, it's very tough for, be tough for Seattle to repeat, but to have Seattle and Denver back again would be miraculous, because that doesn't happen too often. And can the Broncos get there? Of course they can. They'll have to probably tweak a few things in their offensive line or whatever, but I wouldn't count on it. If I were a betting person, in fact, there's a better chance that Seattle would get back there again, but even that's a pretty tall order with the way football is these days. So I would say no, the Broncos probably aren't back in the Super Bowl, but there would be that revenge factor that Peyton will want to get back there because, trust me, he is not going to retire. All right, this one comes to us from Kev, listening in Illinois. America Tonight, you've been talking about this a lot, about the security breaches and the fact that so many of them go undetected. Is it a good thing that we are letting everybody know about those breaches? Of course, they're printed in every paper. Everybody's talking about them. Or does it just show terrorist types how vulnerable we are? Well, I think there's no doubt that you can tell where we're soft and the vulnerability is around us, because there is no 100%, I say this all the time, as I was in New York during 9/11, just when you think it's safe, it's not, but you can't live in a box is my feeling, but you have to be aware of what you're, you know, where you are in your surroundings. So now a new report comes out by Senator Tom Coburn that really shows how widespread the cybersecurity breaches are in the federal government. And even though there's billions that's spent to supposedly shore up all this sensitive information, it just was released on Tuesday. It found that about 40% of the breaches go undetected. 40%, that's so high. And highlighted in this report some of the more vulnerable parts of the government. You know, they're trying to protect their computers and their networks, but there's really been a lot of data breaches. And I think it is something to be concerned about because nearly every agency has been attacked, and that includes Homeland Security, Justice, Defense, State, Labor, Energy, Commerce, NASA, the EPA, the FDA. I mean, I could go on. That's not good. Hacking all that information is not a good thing. It shows you, again, the vulnerability and how cybersecurity could not be bigger. I mean, there's so much weakness in the federal government. Where is it everywhere else? These are the times we live in. All right, here's one from Jake in Austin. He emails us all the time. I promise this year I'm going to call the show. I know I email because I'm running around doing my two jobs. When I get a chance, I promise, in the next month I will call. I wanted to bring up the fact about the toothpaste. I heard this today when I was driving in my truck, that they're warning about toothpaste bombs. Does that mean domestically, Kate, now besides taking off our shoes, we're going to have to take out our toothpaste? They're worried about the flights. They're worried about a toothpaste tube bomb. They're worried about the flights going into Russia, coming into Russia, and thinking that this is the way you could bring in a bomb that way. I don't think they're worried about the plane, by the way, blowing up. I think they're worried about materials to construct a bomb aboard a plane, taking it in, blah, blah, blah. It is very disconcerting, isn't it? I think this Russia thing is scary, and I hope nothing happens. I mean, please, please, let's not have anything happen. But to me, the Russians are very laissez-faire about the whole thing, frankly. And if I were over there, I would only want to be in what they call the hardened areas, which is in the Olympic Village at the venues, and that's it. I don't think I would want to stray outside of that because I would feel pretty insecure about what could happen around me. And I'm usually not that way. So now this latest thing with the toothpaste deal, and will it happen domestically? I wouldn't be shocked if a month or so from now, if something happens, yes, then it'll be like you can take a book on the plane and that's it. Anytime something happens, we're going to react to it because that's what we do. We react to things that happen instead of being more proactive, let's say that. Okay, here's one from Susie. And Susie says, hello, Miss Kate, and to the listeners of America Tonight. I was wondering if you would be watching the Olympics and how good you think the United States will do. Well, that's a loaded question. One, will I be watching the Olympics? Sure. You know, I have that whole American pride thing, and I like to see how the teams do. The Winter Olympics aren't my favorite, but I will watch. I'm sure I'll watch here and there. I'm not obsessed with it, so I won't be obsessive. I'll know the results, obviously, because of what we do. And I hope the American athletes do well, all the training and everything else that's put into that. Shaun White has a chance to make history with, as we heard the other night from one of our guests, it could be three Olympics that he medals in. Of course, we're talking about snowboarding, and he's an incredible athlete. The Flying Tomato, you know him as. Shawnee Davis is another one. Speed skating, it'd be cool to see him medal again. And there's a whole bunch of other sports and athletes, including always the ice hockey team. It's always fun to see what they'll possibly do. So let's hope the USA medals a lot. Gets a lot of gold medals. But I think the USA, it seems like every year the USA walks away with the most medals, even if it's razor thin close, you know, other people catching up, because we do have some incredibly well-trained and determined people on our teams, it seems, huh? Okay, here's another one from, this is from Bob. I don't know why I couldn't see that name. Bob says, I've got a question, and my question is, I'm wondering who gives Dan his jokes. Every time Dan in Texas calls, he has a joke for you. I am going to send you some jokes that, no offense to Dan, are 10 times better. Feel free to use them on the air. Look for them in your inbox today or tomorrow. It is good to have a laugh, and I applaud your efforts to try to do that. Good for you. I like that, to try to do that. Okay, here's another one from Scarface. Scarface says, Kate, I know you like records and numbers and stuff. Did you see the deal about the 16-pound baby? I did see the deal. I did see the story about the 16-pound baby. I guess in Southern California, 16 pounds, can you imagine? That's like birthing a baby boy. Here's the baby. Set a record. Biggest newborn in California history. 16 pounds, 1.7 ounces. How about that? And the mother of the child is not insulted. And that's a good way to take it, because, you know, of course, that's the whole thing. Biggest baby of all time, born in California. But the mother is not upset by that. The family's not upset. So good for them. I think their name is Samson and Atibah, I think is what it is, but I could be wrong about that, is what the child's name is. And the mother and the father, I guess the father is Tongan, and they don't care about the size thing, so that's okay. Almost 17 pounds. That's crazy. That is crazy, though. And California. Okay, here we go. We got one left, I think. Here's one from Joe, who says, I cannot believe how cold it is in Minnesota and how much snow and ice and all the nasty stuff we've seen. I love it when the people from Minnesota call you, or the guys in your studio tell you, oh, this is what we deal with and this is just normal. It is not normal. It is brutal is what it is. I've lived in Minnesota for 20 years and it is not fun, let me tell you. So don't listen to them when they tell you it's no big deal. Yeah, the record snowfalls and the temperatures especially, that's the craziest thing of all. I can't wait to see the numbers when it's all said and done. I think people are very much sick of winter weather. I say that we're winter weary, and I really believe that's true. We've had some of the coldest temperatures ever in December and January. They say it's like the third coldest in 30 years across the U.S. How about that? Thanks for listening, and thanks for participating. Remember, you can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.